Why, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys are all having a wonderful night. I'm sorry, I was gone. I was celebrating my grandparents all the way from Modesto, California, came out, celebrated my 21st birthday with me, which was super wonderful. I went gambling for the first time at Encore Casino. It's pretty new. I think it's under a year new, but it is a couple towns away. And it was fun. Definitely not going to make a habit out of it. Between 2 days, I went net minus $60, as all good casinos are, I guess. But it was super fun to spend time with them. And yeah, couldn't make it out. But either way, the first like three songs are basically going to be what I was thinking about doing for Halloween. And then we're just going to move on to more music. I thought at first I was going to do like, oh, belated Halloween spectacular. But then I was like, I don't want to listen. I don't want all spook music. But I hope you enjoy what we do have to offer. Anyway, we started out with the metric of the week with Monster Hospital from their album Live It Out. Third one. Love this one so much. It's just such a... I always think it's the best spook music. Live It Out's a great album. You should definitely check it out. Empty. If you like this song, you'll definitely like Empty. And basically like Patriarch on a Vespa. Live It Out as well. But also you got slower great songs such as Ending Start. And Police in the Private is a beautiful song off that album. Still, I think it's also like my mom's favorite, to be honest, too. Super beautiful, super wonderful. There's like one more I'm thinking of, but I can't put my finger on it right now. But anyway, we have some more music coming up. We're gonna start with a little bit of spooky dubstep. As you might know, if you're a longtime listener, my past two Halloween spectaculars was first a emo night and then a weeb night, basically to memorialize the spookiest thing of all, the phases you had in middle school. And to be honest, like, I was a little stuck because those were the two big phases I could think of that I could really resonate with and had music about. But I don't really have anything else. I thought at first maybe I could do, like, 2000s pop, like late 2000s, like LMFAO, One Direction, Justin Bieber, but I wasn't really that jazzed for it. My friend suggested dubstep, which I thought was actually pretty fire, which basically will lead to the two I got coming up. But after that, I was like, it was kind of a blessing. I actually had to leave Halloween off of pressure, I guess. But anyway, we got some great songs. Reminder, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Hope you all are having a wonderful night. We're about to get to some music. Gonna start with some dubstep and not really stay there. So, either way, hope you guys enjoy.
Skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak under sarcophagus and just won't leave you be. Shouts to
so insane.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, they seldom let you snooze. And spooky, scary skeletons will wake you with
really enjoy this little dubstep interlude. Well, that isn't it's not an interlude if it's literally the beginning of the hour, is it? But you know what? It's fine. Restore started with, I think, one of the quintessential, I don't even know how you describe it, as just like the quintessential Halloween dubstep song. As if this is an actual delineation and something that required deciding, but definitely Living Tombstone with Spooky Scary Skeletons dubstep remix. I can't listen to Spooky Scary Skeletons anyway else. I love this song. There is another, I think the Living Tombstone also did another 2019 remix. Some people say it's better. I have to admit, I still love the original. Maybe this is nostalgia goggles strapped to my eyes, but that's fine. Or strapped to my ears, for that matter. Nostalgia headphones? Let's go. Anyway, love this song. Living Tombstone does really great stuff. This is my favorite from them. Their Discord song, even though I never watch much of My Little Pony, still a really great song. And also the dog remixes. There's a red and blue for the Wisdom Dog, and the blue one is my personal favorite. It's super good. Anyway, next was Schoolboy with Zombies Ate My Neighbors from their album The Science Project. This is the only thing I know from this project, but I really love this song. It actually grew on me when I once bought it on a whim on iTunes. Like when I was probably in sixth or seventh grade. No, had to have been later. Maybe like freshman year of high school. But I liked it enough to buy it for, like, you know, it was like probably 99 cents or $1.29 on iTunes. But I thought it was like one of, not, I pass over it a lot, but recently I really got back into it. Just some really solid dubstep, you know. You can't really go wrong with it, to be honest. But anyway, we got some more music coming up. Not dubstep. Hopefully I haven't cleared everyone out. But either way, hope you guys enjoy the rest of the music. Here we go.
I believe in the things you do. I don't wanna believe you believe that too. this perfume. Cause I remember when my father put his fist through the wall that separated the dining room. And I remember the fear in your eyes the very first time we snuck into the city pool. Late December with my heart in my chest and the clouds of my breath, didn't know where we were coming to. Look back. Oh, we'll be looking for sunlight. Tried to kiss on the drive to Queens. Cause I imagine the weight of your ribs if you lied between my hips in the backseat. And I imagine the tears in your eyes the very first night I'll sleep without you. And when it happens, I'll be miles away. And a few months late, didn't know where I was running to. But I won't look back. Oh, I'll be looking for some.
Hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First, we had Ali X with Paper Love from Collection 2. Also, again, saw that artist at the House of Blues performing opening for Charlie XCX. Heckin' loved it. This is one of the two songs that I really kind of vibed with, other being Casanova, which I played last show, Paper Love being the next one. Oh, so good. I really can't wait. I kind of want to wait till I see the rest of the album. I bet it's going to be called like Collection 3 or something. No, wait, I think that's already out. Whatever's next is next. But I'm really excited to hear. I need to branch out a little more with this artist, but I haven't really gotten a chance. Check her out too if you like that kind of music. Next was also a little bit, it's not alt pop, but it's here, but I love it. It's Halsey with Roman Holiday from first full-length album Badlands. Super great. I haven't really listened that much to her newer stuff. I saw her tour for both Badlands and Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. Her basically one opening for Metric and then playing as headliner. Well, not opening for Metric, opening for Imagine Dragons, which also Metric was second line. But anyway. Still, this is like one of my favorite songs from this album. And honestly, of her repertoire, this is still probably one of my favorites. This one, Colors. New Americana, I'm okay with. Ghost. Oh, I haven't listened to Ghost in a long time. That's such a good song. Like, I think Badlands is still my favorite album from her. I actually couldn't really name that many songs from Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. And I know she's in Graveyard, I listened to, which is one of her newer singles, and I thought it was pretty good. But still, Badlands, Can't go wrong. Ugh, love it. Next, we got a little bit of a little bit of surf rock coming up. I hope you're ready. I know I am. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Had a little bit of surf rock in there. Let's go. First, we had Say Sue Me with Let It Begin by the... I think this is one of their newest albums. Not newest, but because they're coming out with new music currently. But this is Where We Were Together. This is a Korean surf rock band. Super good. They're actually coming to Boston in December, and I'm trying to get up a posse to go with me. They're going to be playing at the Middle East upstairs. And they're opening up for, I think it's this other band called Rocket Ship. Super down, super excited. You should definitely check them out if you're into surf rock. And also, speaking of a little bit of that same kind of style, we did Every Other Night by Peter Bjorn and John from their album Darker Days. I haven't listened to, like, anything else off this album. I really need to. Like, I listened there for, they dropped this and two other tracks at the same time. And I went, okay, I'll listen to it. Listen to them and then never look back. I can't remember the other two for the life of me. I know I listened to them. Like, I know for a fact I did, but I can't remember them at all. But Every Other Night, I always return to. So, if that says anything, take what you will. Next, we're gonna read a PSA. It's called Build Vocabulary for the Early Childhood Development live announcer copy. Woohoo! Children are naturally curious, so follow their lead. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. Yeah, this is short, sweet, wonderful. I heckin' love that. Yeah, totally. Answer your kids' weird questions. I would always ask my dad how mosquitoes worked. I don't know why, or, like, why mosquitoes, like, bite people. Like, because when I was a kid, I would, like, get mosquito bites all the time. So I'd just, like, ask him a bunch of bug questions. Kind of culminated in one of our entomologist? Oh, heck, I always get it wrong, and someone corrected me. I think it's etymologist. No, entomologist. Look, vocabulary. I think it's entomologist. Entomologist friend actually gave me like two bug books when I was like in elementary school. I still have them somewhere. They're super cool. One is like a field guide with these like super high definition color photos. I loved the butterfly and caterpillar ones and the beetle ones the most. And then one that was kind of more of a more in-depth field guide. I like the beetles and I like the butterflies a lot because of like the colors. I don't know. I haven't looked back in a long time, but they're really cool. Anyway, we have some more. We actually have some future fun coming up next. I hope you enjoy. Yeah, let go. Hex yes.
I'm a bad boy doing good things. Got a lemonade with chicken wings. With a bad bitch, it's quite thick. So I might just pop myself a chain tonight. Slim shawty with a tank top. I'ma let her munch it on my cake pop. Yeah, yeah, young Bill making his drop. So I might just take your woman for a night. Everybody in the whole building. I said, everybody in the whole building. Come on, follow along, feel the groove. And get yourself to move. Get your ass to the dance floor. I said, get your ass to the dance floor. Come on, follow along, feel the groove. Yeah, there's no one to who. Big a girl, big a boy. Spin around like a toy. Grab my hands, put them close. Put some rack, do the most. I said, big a girl, come on. Big a boy, come on. Spin around, come on. Like a toy. I said, grab my hands, come on. Put them close. Come on, all y'all. Put some rack, come on. Do the most. Let's go. And a Merle whip on the side. Now I'm looking fly. Baby, no money, young baby, on fire. 30 minute hits, yeah. Why would I lie? All night we pacify. Crazy bad girls in my side. Think I need a trial. Confidence is peaky. I'm a really nice guy. As a fine lady, yo, girl, you wanna try. Can't you feel these sparks tonight? Everybody in the whole building. I said, everybody in the whole building. Come on, follow along, feel the groove. And get yourself to move. Get your ass to the dance floor. I said, get your ass to the dance floor. Come on, follow along, feel the groove. Yeah, there's no one to who. Make a girl, make a boy. Spin around like a toy. Grab my pants, put them close. Push them back, do the most. I said, big a girl, come on. Big a boy, come on. Spin them round, come on. Like a toy. I said, grab my pants, come on. Put them close, come on. All y'all. Push them back, come on. Do the most. Let's go. Big a girl, come on. Big a boy, come on. Spin them round, come on. Like a toy. I said, grab my hands, come on. Put them close, come on. Push them back, come on. Do the most.
Bring a girl, she my world. Got her dancing, come on, make a twirl. I've been doing things all y'all couldn't dream of. Yeah. I just made another song for the people. Hey. Dancing, oh. Romancing, yeah. Turned up, blacked out in a mansion. Hey. Got the money, so the drinks on me. Yeah. Got the honey, so the bees on me. Drip like a faucet, yeah, Billy saucing. Three gold chains keep me cold, Steve Austin. Ice. And I'm lit, don't care about tomorrow. Me and a couple girls headed to the condo. Baby, no money, got the bag. And young babe chilling, he been running up the bands. Flexed on my ex, got me feeling like the man. And all I ever do is drop hits, that's the plan.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First, we had, I'm just going to take this thing back here. Here we go. Young Bay, BBNO, $, and Billy Marchiafava with Bad Boy from Young Bay's newest album, Bay 5. Bay 5 is really great. So, thing about Young Bay is he's, you know, one of the more landmark future funk slash vaporwave artists that have come out mid-2010s, you know, alongside, say, someone like St. Pepsi, Macross 8299, and I'd say Young Bay is probably, yeah, Bay, it was the album that was really, like, the famous one, and Bay 2, Bay 3, they all are pretty darn great. Bay 4, I think, is kind of, like, bridges a little bit, and then Bay 5, I think, is starting to, like, leads into more making its own content in a way. Like, say you get more vocal features. Paper Idol also makes a really great song off here. It really starts to become more of an electronic music album that Affect takes future funk than basically just a sample album that gets some great beats in. Honestly, it's a great album and you gotta listen to it. He performed last month at Middle East. I couldn't get anyone to go with me, but such a wonderful artist. I've been to 2 concerts of his already and I always have a great time. Next was Ace with Fight. Also great future funk song. Uses Fly Day Chinatown, a city pop album for sampling. Super good. Love hearing it. We have some more future funk coming up next. I hope you guys enjoy. And then I'll see you in a sec.
Yeah.
hope you enjoyed. This was kind of like our future funk sort of detour of our lives. First one was Macross 8299, what I did actually, I forgot I was playing it, but yeah, that's another one of landmark future funk artists, with City Lights featuring Kameh from Sailor Wave 2 EP. Super great. I have this on vinyl actually, in Sailor Mars Red Color. Super great. Honestly recommend. Still my favorite is probably Sailor Wave or A Million Miles Away. A Million Miles Away especially because it has a song that actually features Sarah Bonito of Cara Cara Bonito, and I'm like, what? That's pretty crazy. Next was Aunt Gree with Palm Road from the album Road Trip. Fun fact, each of these tracks has the word road in it. This is Palm Road. Super chill. Still some super great future funk. We're gonna like hard combo cancel into some like rock and metal right now. I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if you are either, but you know what? We're going to take this journey together. Strap in, everyone. Let go. you enjoyed. So first we had That Poppy with I Disagree. Upcoming album, I Disagree. She's going on tour soon enough as well. She has a new music video coming out in 2 days. What the heck? Also, reminder before I forget, you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy. So I Disagree. So, man, Poppy has, as anyone who's been following her knows, that she's been very much, she evolves as a musician literally all the time. Really more, she's taken more into a rock and sort of light, I'd say everything that baby metal is this is a genre. I would probably say the closest we have is anti-idol, or pop metal something. I think she just wants to make music and this is where we're taking it. I really would love to see a tell all of her at one point to just see what she's like after all this project is over and just see exactly what things are done. Not character, just her mashing this thing out and saying a tell-all. I can't wait for this day, and I don't care how old I am, I want this to happen. After everything's done, I want to see this. Next was The Vines with Get Free. Honestly, this was just to get on top and try to thematically fuse together. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of the hour. I'm going to put on some placeholder music as the next DJ comes in. I hope you guys enjoy the show this week. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. Welcome to fall. And have a wonderful night, y'all.